Welcome back to After the Mishnah, Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Here we have a very interesting Mishnah, where the Mishnah teaches us, Ahoyves ha-melacha usna es harabonos. A person should love the melacha, love the work that he does, and a person should usna, should hate the rabbonos, should hate the rabbinate. Let us spend a little bit on each one of these lines. In Medrash Shmuel is medayik the lashon of the Mishnah that says, Ahoyves ha-melacha. It doesn't say, Asoik b'malacha, work and be oisik in the malacha, or lamoid malacha, learn the malacha. And he brings in the name of the Chassid ben Shushan, that the Tana is coming to teach us that a person has to like and enjoy the actual work that he's involved in, and not just the money and the benefits that he makes through doing the work. There are people who hate their work, and they come home at the end of the day, and the actual work that they do, they cannot stand their work. A person has to enjoy what he's doing as if what he's doing is not a tircha for him. It's enjoyable. And Chazal say in Brachas Tavches, Gadol hanene miyegia kapo yoysi miyare shamayim. It doesn't say hanene mi momen shemarviach ba. It doesn't say that he is benefiting from the money that he made. Someone who's happy with his chelek, he's a sameach b'chalkai, the chelek that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, the malacha that he has to make a parnasa from, that's a person who's gadol hanahenem yigia kapa yosim yare shamayim. Usna es harabanos, all the mefarshim say it doesn't mean one should hate the rabbinate. What it means is that a person who is entering the rabbinate should hate the gaiva, the surara, the covet that comes with rabbanos. And the Sefer Magen Avos says the chalila for a person to refrain and refuse the Rabbanus and the Zikei HaRabim, because of the mimer of this Tana of Usnas Rabbanus, the Baal Shem Tov says that it doesn't say like the Kabul Rabbanus. It doesn't say that one shouldn't accept the position of being a rabbi. It says Usnas Rabbanus, like we're saying a person should stay away and refrain from getting caught up in the covet and the chashivas of the position. And in case you're wondering, I'm not a rabbi. What does this Mishnah have to do with me? The Mefarshim explain that this inyan of usnas rabbanos talks to everybody, not just to rabbanim. Every person, in a certain sense, is a rabbi to others, whether it's a husband to his wife, a father to his children, or the teva of a person is where he enjoys the fact that he's greater, he's stronger than somebody else. To this person, to everybody, the Tana says, usnas rabbanos, do not get caught up in any type of chashivos that you may have over somebody else.